2 weeks ago. It was a fun drive. We had a good time, Kehoe's and me and Cord. Thank you, everybody, for contributing. KJLT did really well this year on our limited one-week fund drive. It's sort of a test, and it seems to be working for us. Everybody's really pleased with the results, and it just means that KJLT slowly moves into the future, one little step at a time. And you have a new T-shirt to go with it to prove you're on board. So enough about that. And, of course, if you were waiting for a paycheck or something to donate, you can always donate online. We're happy to take your donations that way, quietly. That's what happens. Anything else exciting? I don't know. Let me see if I can get this work there. No, I'm logged in. I have some new records. Of course, I always have new records. Got a couple of nice, exciting things. So let me take care of the business, and it's right to music. KJLT is supported in part by Danny Mendel Honda and Boltzmann, featuring a full lineup of new Hondas, certified pre-owned Hondas, used cars, and trucks online at DannyMendelHonda.com. Montana Book Company, serving downtown Helena for over 40 years, offering adult and children's books, graphic novels, and vinyl records. In-town delivery and shipping available online at Montana Book Company Helena, or phone 406-443-0260, located downtown at 331 North Last Chance Gulch. And Montana Reclaim Lumber North, antique lumber for the public, offering accent walls, wholesale bundles, hardwood slabs, mantles, and more. Showroom and lumber yard located just south of Four Corners. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 p.m. online at mtreclaim.com. Is there weather? Let's see. Let's see. Weather report. Must be this one here. Yes. We're supposed to get some rain, but I'm not sure how that's happening now. Let's see. For Bozeman, mostly cloudy today, or tonight. Cooler, the evening shower or two. It'll be 46 overnight, 64 tomorrow, low of 37 Saturday night. Sunday, morning showers in spots. Let's see what it says for Big Sky. Sun and areas of high clouds. Today, high 56, mostly cloudy tonight. An afternoon shower or two tomorrow. And colder with morning snow showers on Sunday. So there you go. It's I think that's called mixed spring weather. Pretty much expected. No problem. Things are going to turn green. And I see people already out mowing their lawns. I guess that's my next chore. I've been doing chores since I last saw you. Remodel chores and upgrading our house, which is always satisfying. Being a homeowner, you got to take care of things. And luckily, I was well-trained as a youth how to maintain things. So it went without a hitch. And all is happy. And it's also meant sifting through my life because I had we had a lot of stuff stored in the office and file cabinets and desk drawers. And I organized a lot of it, found some old memories. It's always bittersweet what you turn up, but some nice things. And they're all organized now and preserved for the future or to whoever, to the highest bidder, which seems to be the case in a couple of instances. One more thing. This 3 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by the Explore Big Sky newspaper covering Big Sky in Southwest Montana, with compelling stories and professional photography from across the region. Available twice monthly at newsstands around Bozeman, Bush, Yellowstone, and Big Sky. Online at explorebigsky.com. Downloads now available from the App Store. Okay. Remember where I'm starting here. Guided by Voices, the band, and Robert Pollard, the singer-songwriter, don't make it easy to collect. There's a flood of records out constantly. I think in the last year there's been 3, maybe 4 albums and one major offshoot. And it's so hard to keep up. I listen to them and make notes, and then I get a couple of songs played on a couple of shows, and then there's another new record. And there's a brand new one out. I just ran down to the record store today and picked it up on my way here. Let me take a look so I get it right. The album is called Earthman Blues. And this one they did completely remote because, of course, they can't get together. And they make records that way anyway. Pollard sends the band things, and then they get together and work on them. I've heard it's really good. I have not heard it at all. I'm going to play bits and pieces from this year's releases and one extra just to refresh my memory and get excited about music.
Space on a rail. process. Does what he can. Water child, coffee boy, alcohol man. We'll be right back.
Okay, big blast of Guided by Voices and Related to get us started. From the brand new album, it's called Earthman Blues. You heard Batman Sees the Ball. From the one right before that, which is called Styles We Paid For, which just came out a couple months ago. You heard Liquid Kid. From an EP that came out before the last album, credited to Cub Scout Bowling Pins. You heard of the title track, the EP, Heaven Beats Iowa, and people consider that sort of a precursor to the brand new album. Since I haven't heard the new album, I can't give you a full rundown, but it was pretty noisy and good, I seem to remember. And then Boston Spaceships, which was Jonathan Mohn and Chris Slushrinko, who was in got it by Voices for a while, and both of them are now in Eyelids. They did a project where Pollard would send them songs and they'd finish them up, Boston Spaceship. And they did three or four records. You heard from Brown Submarine, Two Girl Area, and that was tossed out by somebody on the Guided by Voices forum, saying he thought it was the best Boston Spaceship song. They're just a good band. If you pick up the big compilation Let It Beard, you're in good shape. But it's all good. And then finishing off with Guided by Voices one more time from Mirrored Aztec, which would be 1, 2, 3 albums back. So that's probably the one spring a year ago, maybe a little more recent. You heard Haircut Sinks. And got me started and got me set up for the next set. It's exciting when there's new music from somebody you really like. And I've gotten to see Guided by Voices a couple times and met Robert Pollard, and he sort of knows me by location. We bumped into each other in a record store and had a nice conversation in Portland a few years ago. And when I told him why, he asked why I was there, and I said, well, I'm going to see you guys play tonight, but I was here yesterday to see Roy Loney and Minus Five, and his eyes bugged out. He knew I was still kicking it, as he would say. What's happening? Oh, it's 324, 323. Moving along nicely. Like I said, I've been doing work at home, and I finally got one day where I just thought, screw it, I'm going to play some music loud while I was painting, and that it helped soothe me. There must be something important to tell you. I'm sure...
Journalism Camp, to be held July 11th through the 16th on the MSU campus. The camp is a week-long residential experience immersing rural high school students in the theory and practice of daily journalism. Students will be housed in an on-campus residence hall with meals provided. COVID-19 policies and procedures will be followed, and the camp is free for accepted applicants. Applications and more information can be found online at ato.montana.edu/YWPJOUR or a phone toll-free at 866-540-5660. The application deadline is May 26th.
Okay. And the 3 o'clock hour on Fridays is underwritten in part by Cactus Records and Gifts, serving Bozeman's pop culture appetite for almost 50 years. With new and used vinyl, tape, CDs, gifts, and more. Open daily. Information at cactusrecords.net and on Facebook, located 29 West Main in Bozeman. That takes care of us. Hold on a sec. I want to reposition the microphone, and if you move it when it's turned up, it's quite the racket. Big excitement in the rock and roll world this week. Couple of big box sets have landed, and the one that I jumped on first is Who Sell Out Super Deluxe. Now, I could complain. This is the third deluxe reissue of Who Sell Out I have bought, you know, since 2005, I think that's when they, or 1995 is when they did the first one. And by my own count, I have 5 vinyl copies of the album. 4 of them are original pressings, one's a just slightly later reissue. So it's not like I haven't heard this stuff before, but what they've done is, besides the mono stereo versions of the album and the original mixes, they gather together all the UK and American singles, which were unique, and a couple of them were different mixes in the States and in Europe. So you get all that, and then I think some of them are modern stereo mixes, and then there's a disc of In Sessions. And it's just that raw tape from the recording studio, before they finish. So it's the live run-throughs of the songs or second stage overdubs, rough mixes and such. If you're a real fan, that's interesting. If you're not such a huge fan, may or may not be your cup of tea. Then there's something called Road to Tommy. So after Who Sell Out came out in the fall of 67, winter 67, they started up again recording. And I think there's 10 or 11 songs they recorded before they start working on Tommy. And this gathers them all together. One that's never been released before. Some of them have been on Odds and Sods and such and other compilations. But it's nice. And then the fifth disc is Pete Townsend's demos for Who Sell Out. And Pete Townsend records at home, and he's been doing that since about 65, and he's a master of it. He's really good at it and can convey the songs pretty well to the band. So it's a lot of music. Five discs, plus you get a big book with notes and stuff and a portfolio with posters and a couple singles. Yikes. And then and on top of that, there's a John Lennon Plastic Ono Band box set and a Yardbirds box set. And I have to pace myself, because I don't have shelf space for too many of those big box sets. And some of them, like the Lennon, it's the same 15 songs or so over and over again. And then the Yoko Ono sessions, just different states of it and progress reports in the studio sort of things and remixes. So it's up to you. They make these things difficult for us consumers. But there you go. I mean, that's what we wanted. We wanted to hear everything they did. They're doing that to us now. So here's a little bit of The Who from the studio. This would be about 1968.
Dum dum dum. away. Here's one thing I've got to say. I'll be no good without you, baby. I'll be no good without you, baby. Well, I got money and I got fame, but if you leave me, it don't mean a thing. We'll be right back.
like a summer morning. Flying, soaring, shining, morning, never leaving, lying, dying.
Pussycat, you're where it's at, the one that's in on every play.
The AM's out.
Big Del.
Speak easy, drink easy, pull easy.
That's Who, from the Who Sell Out album proper, stereo mix. And if you're listening close, you can hear the band on one side, Daltrey's in the middle, and Pete Townsend's lead guitars on the other side. Strange 60s sound when they're struggling with limited tracks. But I always thought it had a certain charm. And the mono is great because it's just right in your face, too. So nothing wrong with that. I guess you can get the original albums as double sets in mono or stereo. So if you want to trim it down and want vinyl, there you go. Start off with The Who. In the studio recording Lightning, a.k.a. Call Me Lightning. And that was a nice jam on that. And that's a song I don't think they ever played live. It was an old song dating back to 65 or so, same time as my generation. And their manager said, hey, that old song, record it, put it out now. And in the States, it was a single, A-side of a single. And in the Bay Area, it was sort of a turntable hit. I don't think it was a big hit, but it got played a lot. In England, it was buried on a B-side. So I think beside a Magic Bus or something like that. The strange release saga of The Who. Fleur de Lis from their collection called Reflections. You heard their big hit, Hold On. Well, they had also a cover of a Who song. And that's Bryn Hayward on the fancy lead guitar there. Often attributed to Jimmy Page, but he was producing some of those songs, not playing. Great band, though. Glad they've collected their material together. Trying to find originals. No, I'm not even going to try. We heard the Birds, the English Birds, with an I, not a Y. And that goes out to lead singer Ellie McKenzie, who passed away this week. One of the great mod R&B voices of the era. And guitar player on that record and that band is Ron Wood, Journeyman Ron Wood. I think that was the first recording band he was in. He was later in the Jeff Beck Group, Creation, Jeff Beck Group again, Faces, and the Rolling Stones. Well, it took them about 30 years before they decided he's a full member of the Stones. guy's been around and seems to have a good spirit about it. He just seems happy, and when you see him playing and stuff, it's fun. He's having fun, and that's how I remember him, the times I saw him. And then after that, you heard a Santa Barbara Machine Head that also featured Ron Wood, sort of a one-off studio supergroup with John Lord from Deep Purple and Twink from The Pretty Things, and a guy named Kim Gardner, who's also in The Creation, and Ashton Gardner and Dyke and such, the Remo 4 maybe. They recorded three songs apparently and never lasted beyond that, but it's an interesting thing. There was a series called Anthology of British Blues that have been recycled endlessly now, but I remember when I got that record, volume 3 of the series, and I was reading the liner notes out loud to my friends, and I ran through the list of names there and said, nobody we ever heard of. My friends sort of poked me in the arm and said, Ron, pay attention. Ron Wood, John Lord. I've always loved those. Really interesting sound. That song was called Albert, and then The Who, finishing up with Our Love Was His. 3:49. Okay. I better take care of this. The Dalians have landed. The Daily Coffee and Eatery, located in Bozeman's Cannery District, open with limited seating available. Mobile order by using the Joe app. Information and menu online at dailycoffeebar.com. Okay. Thanks, everybody who supports us, businesses, and the general public. We sure appreciate it. And things are looking good. And like I said, this fun drive was a real test. And I was just talking to News, and we're looking at ways to streamline it even more. So hang with us. Got a request for the Dirt Bombs, one of the great garage bands of the 90s and 2000s. And we have three albums by them, but none of them have the songs that the gentleman requested. But it doesn't matter. They have a lot of good songs. And they're a band that played here. There's some down at the Zebra Below many years ago. That garage revival from a while back. We just call it rock and roll.
as cold. Heartless as a desert snake. Lives bought and sold. Our daughters turn away. Hard as diamonds. Slaughter every day. Down in the streets. Got no shovel. Got no pickaxe. Got no D5 cap. Four bodies in the sun. Babies in the road, like crying. But there's no mothers left alive. No one's around to hear their screaming. Corpses' breasts can't feed them. They can only suckle demons. Daughters turn away, hard as diamonds, slaughter every day. Down in the streets, got no shovel, got no pickaxe, got no D5 cap. Four bodies in the sun. And time.